Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 51. My name is Caleb Hardwick, and welcome to the show. Joining me, as always, are my brothers and one very special guest here this week here in our studio, aka The Dome. So let's go around the room and make sure everybody is introduced. This is my older brother, Noah.
Hi.
Well, actually, according to your shirt, your name is Groot.
That's fair.
Okay. This is my younger brother, Seth.
Why did I not go first? I'm clearly the movie star in the room.
Because you needed to be humbled, because that's all you've been talking about ever since you got home. And to my left, I have our very special guest, longtime listener, first time be on the podcaster, Dakota Freeman.
Hey, what's up?
Can I say your last name?
You can.
Okay, I'm just making sure. This is Dakota Freeman.
Should we make him sign something?
Like a waiver?
Yeah. If I get hurt, it's not your
actually,
fault.
Actually, when you knocked on the door earlier, you signed our waiver.
Oh, is that the if I get hurt?
Yes.
It's not your fault?
Yes. That was, so actually we have you. We could literally and legally actually like
kill you.
I don't know that if we go to court, they're like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's true or not.
The door knock is going to call for that. I don't know if that's...
We'll have to check our contract and
before
see what
we go on, I have
print.
A question. So if we had like a movie poster or a DVD cover or something, clearly Caleb's name would be front and center in the middle in large text.
Yes, it would be.
But would my name be on the left of that or the right of that? And would Seth be on the left or the right?
I don't know. Which one's the more important way?
I assume the person on the left is more important.
Really?
Well, I don't since know. We read left to right.
But usually the one in the middle's got like the biggest.
Right, right.
It's always the middle is the biggest. That's all I know.
Yeah, so I don't know which one is like. Okay, so if you have like a like in the Olympics, which one's the gold on the or in, the gold's in the middle,
mm-hmm.
right? Which one's the silver and which one's the bronze?
Looking at them, silver is on the left.
Okay, so we agree that the left is the second highest. Yeah.
Silver's the second highest pedestal.
Yeah,
thing.
And since you're our first officer, I think you'd be on the left.
However, it's the right of the person who's receiving the gold.
Right, right hand.
Because they're opposite. Right?
Okay, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So I think that means Noah's name would be on the left and your name would be on the right.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's how.
And
as long as my name's in the middle,
be
I don't care.
Starring.
Yeah, and then like on the bottom, just be like,
it'd be the back of the case at the bottom. It'd just say my name in little letters.
Yes, yeah, so when you flip it over and you read the thing in the weird font, it's all scrunched up together. Yeah.
You know, bad things usually happen to guest stars.
Yeah. Well,
it's become a thing.
We don't expect him to be on for more than one episode, so. It's all good.
Thanks, Caleb.
Yeah.
We're appreciate like The Walking it. Dead. We just kill off our guest stars. With it. No.
All right, Dakota.
And they come back a week later.
So. Dakota, did you have any nicknames for us?
Kind of?
Well, kind of's better than none
before
at all.
Before he forgot them.
That's a good point. I just went blank. No, I had Life-Saving Seth.
Yes.
Oh, creative.
Yeah. It's kind of it's slightly alliterating.
Yeah. There's I Know Nothing About You, Noah.
It's so true. Like, even for people who know him, it's like.
I actually came up with that, too.
Yeah. He did. I totally stole it from him. And my coworker, Caleb.
Coworker Caleb. Hey, I like how you kind of kept the alliteration theme.
Yeah, I tried to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, coworker Caleb.
Caleb
to be clear,
alliterate. It's not as fun.
To be
we
clear,
really don't work together.
We don't work together. So I have no idea why I am his coworker in this situation, but it did alliterate.
Do either of you work?
Do you work?
Does studying all day count?
No.
Then no.
So you are coworkers.
Okay. So, hey, I worked today. I worked hard today.
I worked hard today,
too. You worked harder than me, actually.
Actually, so. I really didn't work that hard today, but I did work. I did
still worked harder than me.
I went to work. Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay. You lit a lawnmower on fire. Is what
I moved several bookshelves, and I almost caught a lawnmower on fire. I didn't actually catch it on fire. But we couldn't get it started, so we were spraying the motor starter fluid stuff on it.
Not fire starter fluid.
No, because that would have caused a fire. We didn't want to start a fire. We wanted to start the mower.
Did it start?
Kind of, but... It would start so long as that, like, it could burn off the fluid we were spraying on it, but clearly it, like, wasn't getting gas to the motor or something because it just kept dying as soon as it would burn off.
I'm just
stuff.
Picturing you trying to light a lawnmower on fire like a pile of charcoal and then spraying
that's
lighter
what
fluid
I got
on
too.
It and saying it won't start. We just need more lighter fluid to make it start.
Well, considering we're under a burn ban, maybe it's a better thing I didn't. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to give you a nickname, Dakota.
Okay, go.
Okay. I haven't exactly figured this one out yet. Well, I mean, you're Dak. That's my nickname for you. D-A-K.
You're the only person that calls me that.
Yeah, I am. So, but I'm going to call you Dakota or Dak, the eyebrow talker.
Do I move my eyebrows a lot when I talk?
Yeah. I've literally never met anybody in my life who talks more with his eyebrows.
Never knew that.
Like, literally, like, You say more with your eyebrows than anybody I've ever met.
So you're saying that our podcast listeners are really only getting half of what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying, yes, exactly. Like, you can hear his voice and you can understand the words, but if you can't see his eyebrows moving around all the time...
You never fully understand.
You can't understand exactly what he's trying to say, for sure.
So you're saying you got to be visual to get the full experience.
Yeah, we should have been live streaming this.
We should have.
And people could be getting the full cinematic experience of Dakota's face. That.
To me, I don't feel like I'm moving my eyebrows, but
well, now you're all like self-conscious of it, and like you're not doing it. But like normally,
that's
like,
how it works.
When you get excited, like man, those babies are just popping up and down like crazy. It's amazing.
What topics make me excited to make my eyebrows pop up?
That's a good question. Actually, like okay, Dakota, here's our first question of the podcast. What topics make you so excited that your eyebrows pop up and down all crazy?
I got nothing. I really don't. I'm not getting excited about much. I mean, I really enjoy my school, so I guess.
Like,
how about Hardwick Sound?
Literally the only thing that gets you excited in the morning.
At this point in life, yeah.
Wow. Do you ever get excited while listening to the podcast?
All the time.
So there you go. He turns on the podcast in the morning and his eyebrows start jumping. I mean, that's
everywhere.
Just literally every day. So interesting story about Dakota is like I think you heard our very first podcast episode.
I did.
Like over a year ago.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. Yeah. It was in early
September.
We're on
season two.
Early September 2016.
If I remember correctly, it was the day after it came out.
Yeah, it probably was. I'm trying to remember like why it is you told me you would listen. Was it because we had fall retreat later?
I think it was fall retreat, and I asked you what you were doing, and you're like, oh, yesterday we recorded the podcast. I'm like, wait, you're doing a podcast?
Well, it couldn't have been that quickly. Maybe maybe I was like texting you or something.
And you just mentioned the podcast, and I was like, "Oh, cool! Can I listen to it?" And you gave me the website, and I've been listening since.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of. There aren't too many people who've listened to as many episodes as you have.
Very few.
Yeah. Even have you listened to all of them?
All of them except the most recent two.
Yeah.
So
almost all of them.
Almost.
Slacker.
I was catching up today.
Yeah, catching up today.
Someday we're going to meet the ultimate fan who's heard episode 48.
Yeah. Listen, only the most dedicated Hardwick Sound fans have heard episode 48. So
he's out there. He or she is out there somewhere.
Maybe someday we'll find it and we'll release it as a special episode or something. I don't know.
Maybe so.
But in the meantime,
we'll reenact
it. It's just lost.
Yeah, we'll reenact it. I like that idea. We'll literally just say everything we said word for word.
Do you remember anything you said in that episode?
It'd be like a Civil War reenactment.
We'll have to see if we can figure it out. We may have the transcript. We'll see. So yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. But you've one of the few people who have like we've been trying to get on the show like
forever.
From the beginning.
I think the second episode is when we and you were talking.
Yeah, we were like, hey Dakota, you want to be on the podcast? And he came up with some lame excuse about his phone not working or something.
Did I do that?
Yeah, I was like, hey, sorry, no, I don't have any signal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Because we were living somewhere temporarily until we moved here.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can't do it.
Yeah. Which I'm pretty sure was just an excuse.
Probably.
I don't
remember.
I don't remember either, but I feel like you've always wanted to be on the podcast, and somehow you felt like you needed to make an excuse about why you couldn't.
I was just so embarrassed of my excitement to get on. I was
literally,
like, Caleb's going to think I'm dumb.
Yeah. Well, and your eyebrows were like
they're
starting
everywhere.
To smoke. Just a little bit. They were going that fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened.
Yeah. Okay, Dakota. Do y'all have any questions for Dakota, Seth, or Noah?
I have a long list of questions from a friend that may or may not apply.
To Dakota?
Yeah.
Well, let's just start hitting him with a few questions.
I have
and find
a question
out.
First, though.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Well, you slightly ruined it earlier, but we're going to see if Dakota was A, paying attention, and B, knows his Hardwick Sound history.
Uh-oh.
He probably doesn't.
If it's not in the last three episodes, probably not.
Yeah. I happen to know that Dakota has a very short memory. And
I can't tell you what I studied this morning. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what are each one of our ranks aboard this starship?
Captain.
All right.
That's me.
Who's captain?
He's pointing at me.
Caleb.
Okay.
Captain Caleb.
First officer is Noah.
All right.
And I'm just going to go on a limb and say second officer.
No.
No?
Dang. I'm an ensign. Yeah, just ensign.
Never even heard of that as a rank.
Yeah. I'm apparently like the extra officer.
I'll take two for three.
Hey, we'll give you a bonus here. Do you remember the rank of our mother? What is her title rank?
Oh, man.
This is a hard one.
I got no idea.
Wow, that's a deep piece of Hardwick Sound trivia right there.
I don't know that even your most loyal listener knows that one.
According to whatever episode it was,
yeah,
our mother, Ms. Carla, is the spectacular, peculiar cooking poultry lady.
Would have never guessed that. And I vaguely remember hearing that.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't really remember that either. That's amazing.
It's on our website.
She's that wise character that was on The Next Generation that Whoopi Goldberg played, you know, that was in the bar that just had the answer.
That's your mother
for
in a nutshell.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you're telling me Whoopi Goldberg was on Star Trek?
Did you not know that?
Yeah.
No.
Did you watch Star Trek?
I can't think of what the name of her character is. I can never remember it, but
I want to find out.
She was the person that everybody went to for advice.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with like a Star Trek,
it was like
or like
an
a spaceship
alien that had lived forever.
But I always pictured your mother as like, you know, in like movies where they're like in a civilization or a town. There's that one Ole that's always telling the main characters not to do something before it gets them in trouble. They do it anyway.
Yeah.
Y'all are the characters who get in trouble, and she's the older lady.
Okay. Nope. You're pretty much right.
That's how I picture it.
Yeah, pretty much. Noah, do you have any questions for Dakota?
Do I?
I don't know. It doesn't have to be off your list. Just
I'm interested in these list questions now.
How do you spell possum?
ooh, that's a good question right there.
O,
O,
P.
I know.
O S S U M. Unless you're in Arkansas, then you just don't put in the O.
I think that's right.
That is right.
I feel like this is a question that we should really refer to the internet. Like,
I already have, and he's correct.
So you,
unless
you do include the O.
Yes.
Unless you're the ArkansasMatters.com.
Right.
And then you don't.
Should we mention that story? It's kind of tragic.
I want to know, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a great story, and at the same time, I feel kind of bad like excluding the pain.
There should be a Disney movie about it.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's all part of a... market research right here.
Because you just walked in earlier and said, did they ever take their possum to the like fair or something?
No, I don't think that's what we said. But anyway, no, you want to read the headline off of this real fast? This is Arkansas Matters, KARK, Channel 4 News headline right here.
Okay, yeah. From KARK, headline is Pet Possum Missing in Benton. Possum spelled B-O-S-S-U-M.
Yeah, see, I feel affirmed that there's no O.
Well, maybe it's called Possum. That's the name
like
of the
that's
pet.
Its name.
No. Its name was Joe.
Oh,
was it?
Yeah.
The name of the pet possum was Joe.
He was a 3-month-old possum, and he was abandoned when his mother grabbed all his brothers but left him in the trash can.
It really does sound like a Disney movie, doesn't it?
when it says mom, does it mean mother possum or like a human that was taking care of
mother possum
that was raising them in a trash can? Yeah.
Also,
and the family adopted him. And
I don't know if I should be disappointed or proud that like nothing else more important is going on in Arkansas that we have to do a headline about missing possum.
It's kind of nice that we live in a state where this sort of thing
can
make
a headline. There's not crime or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much better than so many other headlines that could be existing. But I feel kind of bad like laughing at this story because I'm like,
I know.
Did they say
some poor kid is missing their pet possum?
I feel so bad for this family they're just sitting there wondering what you know, where is Joe? He's so scared and
especially his siblings.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I saw a couple possums today, and I couldn't help but wonder:
Is it Joe?
None of them were wearing the little jacket thing that he's wearing in the picture.
Do you
right?
think that Joe is wearing that
jacket now?
Right now?
I would hope so.
I mean, that would make him a little more distinct.
How would we know if it's Joe if he's not
if he's
wearing
not,
the jacket?
Then,
that's what I'm saying.
It's going to be hard to tell him apart.
I mean, if I was the father in this family that lost his possum, I would just go get another possum and just like,
buy another one of those jackets.
It's Joe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he has enough personality.
I feel like we have to raise the possum from that youth for it to
have. I was
going to
say, where else are you going to find a possum that's house trained, okay?
Do we know it was house trained?
Yeah,
I don't think it says that.
Is that part of the details?
It says that he likes humans.
Yeah.
That he runs up to humans and because they give him food.
Okay. All
it said that he liked Cheetos and crackers, I think.
All of this is reminding me of an incident that happened to Dakota recently in which he had something of a small a small, what do you call them?
They are sugar gliders.
Yes. And they, what kind of animal are they?
They're like, they're a flying squirrel, but they're marsupials. So.
That's it. Yeah, an opossum is a marsupial.
Opossum is a
so
marsupial.
So as an expert on small pet marsupials.
Yes. Which only means they're nocturnal. That's really all the difference.
I thought it meant they had a pouch.
And a pouch, I guess.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the process of taking care of small...
Frankie?
I've heard about this.
His name is Frankie.
Frankie,
This thing eats better than I do. 8 o'clock every night, he got like scrambled eggs and fruit and vegetables.
Man.
It made me rethink my diet. other than that, he just plays in his cage all night and sleeps all day.
Really? Like, he doesn't have some kind of anxiety when you're gone?
I didn't know this, but apparently sugar gliders are really all about trust. Ooh. So us only having him for a week, we didn't really gain a whole lot of trust-wise. But his owner, this is a lady my mom works with, has a little pouch you can hang around your neck that he'll sit in. He loves that, but other than that, he's not really that fun and friendly.
I had someone in my neighborhood group several years ago that had one, and she was always wore a hoodie because it stayed in the pocket down there.
That's trusting your sugar glider to have that opening. That's trust.
I feel like that should be like a rapper thing, like a rapper who's wearing a hoodie and then just has like a sugar glider
just
hanging out
the
pocket.
Just two sugar gliders hanging out your side?
Yeah. I feel like that's something I expect to see in a rap video.
I'm going to buy one. I want one now.
I'm going to buy a sugar glider.
I hope
those things are expensive. If you get like perfect breeds,
well,
they're
not okay. Well, why spend all the money on a sugar glider when you can just find a possum in a trash can?
I could find Joe.
I mean, if you could find Joe, please return him to his home.
No, I'm keeping him.
No. He's kind of like the movie American Tale, you know, with the little mouse that gets lost. Yeah. I feel like that's exactly what is happening to this little possum right now.
But he doesn't know it because, I mean, he's a possum. And
he probably ran away because he's a possum.
And possums want to be wild and free.
And he's probably enjoying himself. And he probably is the coolest possum in town right now because he's got this little jacket on. And
a cowboy hat.
Do you think he was wearing a cowboy hat?
I'm sure he is.
Can you get cowboy hats?
I don't think that was in the article, but I feel like that's probably true.
Every time I see a possum, I'm going to think it's Joe now.
I know. Every time. I know. I'll be like, I can't kill it.
I can be in another state, and I'm going to think it's Joe.
I know. I'm going to feel so bad next time like the dogs catch a possum. I'm going to be like,
see one on the side of the road?
I'm going to be like, no, it might have been Joe.
Someone's going to start a foundation for possums and name it after Joe.
the Possum Joe Foundation.
Is it Possum Joe?
I don't know.
I like
Possum,
it.
His name's Joe.
Is there a Kickstarter yet? You know,
there probably should be.
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe.
Is it a GoFundMe to find the possum? Or is it a fund me to like buy the family a new possum?
Raise.
Maybe we'll get him a sugar glider. Just go step up.
I like this idea.
Possum. Awareness.
Yeah, we got to raise possum awareness.
Guys, don't kill any more possums everywhere until we find Joe.
Not until Joe has been safely
after
returned
he's home, kill him
to
all you
his
want.
Family. And then after that, please just resume your normal possum activities. Got it?
Are possums considered dangerous? Like,
I don't think so. I mean, they,
the good thing about possum is they can't carry rabies. So.
Yeah. Can they not? I feel like that was a big thing as a kid. I was like, hey, don't let possum bite you. They have rabies.
I don't think they can.
Actually, they can't.
My whole childhood is a lie.
I'm not going to lie, though.
But
like,
don't they have sharp teeth?
Possums
doesn't
do kind of scare me.
Every animal have sharp teeth, though?
Possums do scare me. Like, they do have they hiss. They have sharp teeth. They drool.
They're ugly.
They snarl.
They're really ugly.
They've got really gross tails.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they can see in the dark way better than us, so they're slightly advantaged.
Guys,
I
don't like
they're
possums.
So quiet. They don't move.
Guys, I don't.
Despite the fact that he's wearing one on his hat.
It is true. I have a possum on my hat.
That's why I was asking if they had ever taken their possum to a traveler's game.
Is it a possum?
Yeah.
Looks like a bear.
This is actually Odie, the Arkansas Travelers mascot, which I'm just going to go ahead and say is the worst marketing research.
The worst possible mascot ever made.
Hey, we need a mascot for kids that they'll love and enjoy. You know, one that's cozy and friendly. Like,
possum.
I don't know, a giant possum with sharp teeth and long, ugly tail. What could possibly be better?
Just in a cube costume would be preferable to this.
They need to fire their marketing guy.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this could not have been a worse idea.
Anything is better than that.
I don't know what... And the worst part about it is that he's named after R.C. Odie, who who has a long history of just being like really, he for a long, long time, he was a Travelers player. And then after that, he was the groundskeeper at Ray Winder Field. Like he has a legacy in the organization, right? And then they tried to honor him by naming a possum after him.
It's the most prestigious thing.
I mean,
in Arkansas, I mean, I wonder who Joe's named after. I mean,
that's a good point. He's probably named after somebody very, yeah.
Or the kids just like the name Joe.
Maybe. I feel like he's probably named after, some very noble individual for sure.
Do you know any noble people named Joe off the top of your head? You want to know the first name Joe that comes to mind when I think of the name Joe?
Go ahead.
Olsen. It's going to make me seem like a really big nerd, but I always think of Joe West from the Flash TV show.
That's Joel.
Hey,
Olsen.
We both watch Flash. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Not Joe.
Yeah, you're
is
right.
It not Joe? Oh.
Joel Olsen.
Thought it was Joe, too.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Joel's close enough.
Just missing an L.
Maybe his name's Joe because he's a marsupial. And kangaroos are marsupials, and they call their young Joeys.
That's really in-depth. That makes a whole lot of
you
sense.
You know, you've actually, why didn't they call it Joey?
Too mainstream.
Because that's an extra syllable.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, hard, for the kids to, hard for the kids to say it.
Maybe. I don't know. Listen, folks, if you find this possum, please let us know. And if you do, please find out why it's named Joe. So please just do everybody in Saline County a favor. And keep an eye out for a possum, especially when wearing a jacket.
And a cowboy hat.
Yes.
Named Joe.
Yes. So if you do, please contact the local authorities who I'm sure handle these sorts of situations all the time.
Do not contact the fire department, though. This is a police department job.
This is a missing person, and they need to be found.
Well, and person likeness.
No, I mean... Possums are
nothing
too.
Like a person. No, a possum's nothing like a person.
But he's wearing a little vest.
And I mean, cowboy
a
cowboy hat.
Or vest.
He's basically a little person, you know.
Do possums have opposable thumbs?
I don't think so.
Do they not? Okay.
Then they're not people.
Then they're not people.
They That's do, our qualification.
They do have a fifth digit, though.
Do they?
What is a fifth digit? What do you mean?
They have five digits on their... Like five fingers.
Oh, I've never heard them called digits.
You've never heard a finger
I've
called a digit?
I've never heard a finger called a digit. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's where we got the word digit is because we used to count on our fingers. So
that's genius.
Dakota, you're a digit.
I don't know. That seems offensive.
He's got 10 of them, I think.
I don't.
Do you have 10?
Yes, you do. Good job. Segway. Let's move on to a little game. Okay?
Okay.
This game is not going to be as exciting as I had hoped, but we're going to play it anyway. So, Dakota, you're young and hip.
Am I?
Yeah. If I remember right, you described yourself as a video game playing, Jesus loving family
man. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. I feel like that makes you pretty hip.
Am I?
Yeah. And you work with the students with me.
I do.
Yep. And, oh, we should probably tell people that what you do. What do you do?
We haven't even interviewed him yet.
Describe
himself.
Let's turn out the light on him and
the hot seat.
Yeah. All right, Dakota, tell us real fast about yourself. Then we're going to play a quick game.
All right. Well, I'm a college leader with Caleb at Midtown.
Yep.
And
which means we work with students.
Which means
we work
with students.
That's why you're coworkers.
Yeah, yes, that's why we're coworkers.
No, they're not coworkers. They're co-conspirators.
I feel like we're coworkers in
the Lord's work.
In the gospel. Yeah. Yes.
And currently studying... to be game and fish officer at Euler.
At Euler?
At Euler, yeah.
I thought you were doing it at Kodo.
I'm doing it with Kodo through Euler.
Okay.
All the final stuff will be at Euler.
So as a fellow Kodo alum.
Oh, did you go to Kodo?
Yeah. Yes, we've been over this like 100 times. And so did Noah and so did Seth.
Yes.
And so did Corey. They're weird people.
And so did Corey.
Go Eagles.
Is that Eagles the real mascot?
Yeah.
We'll ask Corey.
Yeah.
What's the mascot for?
I don't know.
Like, why do we need
spirit? Obviously,
yeah.
But
okay.
Do they have a team?
That's why they need spirit.
No. We have. If maybe okay, listen. At Kodo, this is how we do it. We get the mascot first, and then we form.
Then
a
team. We form a team. Well,
we get school spirit, then we start doing athletics.
It's just not a possum.
Can you have spirit for something that doesn't exist though?
Because
in the whole like thing, the mascot gets spirit for the football team.
I don't know. So like, I didn't go to school, Dakota.
I didn't either.
I don't know. Okay, so you're studying to do criminal...
criminal justice and animal biology.
Right, that's what you're studying classes right
Correct.
Now. With the ultimate goal of becoming game and fish
officer.
Yes, awesome. All right, so, but until then, you remain a young and hip, cool dude.
I am.
Yes. So what I wanted to do was test your knowledge and Noah and Seth's knowledge of a few slang words that the cool hip kids these days are using. And I want you guys to see if you know these.
I feel like I'm at a disadvantage.
I know. I feel at a disadvantage.
I'm definitely at a disadvantage.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I knew these ones, but maybe y'all won't have a clue.
I still spell out everything when I text people. I don't even use like, for what are you doing? I don't even use the WYD thing.
Do you use punctuation?
See, Noah wouldn't have even known
that. I use punctuation.
I use punctuation.
No, I can affirm that Dakota does not use punctuation.
If I send you a long text message, it's like deciphering the Da Vinci Code.
What about capitalization?
Occasionally.
Yeah, see, things look sloppy when you don't capitalize them.
All right, so I could only find five slang words here, so I'm just going to hope that we're going to, you know, this will be sufficient, but... I'm just going to read them off and let everybody guess what it means. If you know what it means, don't say it right away, okay? Don't ruin it for everybody else. All right, so number one, I'm going to start with Hundo P. Dakota knows. No, he doesn't know. Good.
I have no idea.
Hundo P. This is a thing that, according to the internet, is a legitimate
It's like an urban dictionary like
question.
I've never heard this one in person, but I feel like...
Okay, if you've never heard it in person, then it doesn't exist.
All I know is I kept Googling searches of like
is it
popular
one word?
Slang words 2017, and this one kept coming up, so...
Is it one word or
Can
is
we
it
ask
like hyphen
or spelled?
What?
Yeah, okay, H-U-N-D-O space P.
Like P-E-E or like
no,
just P?
No, just the letter P.
Hundo P.
Is that like right. Obi-Wan it's Kenobi's brother or something?
Short
or?
For 100 pencils.
Yeah, hundo is a term used for 100 something, usually okay. $100. So it's 100 players on a team. Boom.
Okay.
Hundo P.
100 penguins.
100 penguins.
100 pizzas.
100 pizzas.
Sounds
well,
delicious.
You know what? Y'all are all half right. I
got the pizza
the
part,
idea
huh?
is it's 100%. So, like, if you wanted to, like, completely affirm somebody, you'd be like, yeah, man, 100 P.
Yeah, never heard that.
I've never heard that either.
So that's what the little 100 emoji means.
Yeah.
Is it?
I was like, yeah, keep it at 100.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
we use that for a youth event?
No.
Did we not?
Well, like no, we, well, yeah, we did use the keep it 100.
Yeah.
100. Yeah.
Because I remember the symbol.
Yeah, we did use that. But that's the idea is you're keeping it 100. It's 100 P, 100 P. 100%.
Okay, okay. Next.
So I know this one, and I don't. I feel like every one of you guys should know this by now. But
Probably
tell
not.
Me, what is GOAT?
Greatest of all time, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you, Dakota.
I
but
still
you
thought I was wrong.
To say
no, I still
it.
Thought I was wrong.
I don't. I didn't know that.
I was going to see because I'm pretty sure that Seth and Noah didn't know that.
I thought I was
just thinking of GOAT Simulator.
GOAT Simulator.
Of course you are.
No, the greatest of all time simulator. Yep, G-O-A-T.
No, it's just a simulator where you're a goat.
I know. I know what GOAT Simulator is, Noah. And so does Dakota.
I actually currently have it installed on my Xbox.
Of course you do. There was no question in my mind.
It's cool to relax and be a goat. All right, cool.
Yeah. All right, number three, trill.
Oh, I think I've heard that somewhere.
It's a type of fish.
A trill?
A trill, yeah.
Okay. It's also a music term that means like when something like repeats.
What were those things on Star Trek called? The little fluffy things.
I don't know. Was it a trill?
Something like that. I should know this.
Seth, are you Urban Dictionarying this right now?
Not yet.
Okay.
It doesn't count. If he gets it right and he looked it up, it's not fair.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, but hey, Google gets
Maybe
it
a point.
Was
tribbles.
That is a thing. I think it is tribbles.
All right. Time to guess. T-R-I-L-L.
Is it true and real?
Yes.
Right.
I feel like you're supposed to let Noah make some random guess.
Oh, okay. I'm not supposed to blurt it out.
Wait, what
That's
is
right.
it?
It's
I wasn't
true
listening.
And real kind of combined.
Trill.
So it's trill. So you kind of like, it's kind of a way of saying like, yeah, man, that's legit. Yeah, trill, man. Yeah. Got it?
Man, why is slang getting so going downhill so fast?
Yeah. Okay.
It used to be great.
Worst episode ever.
Make slang great again.
I'm working on it right now.
That should be on a t-shirt.
Yes.
I'd wear it.
back when slang was great, when we were all just saying like
totally
far out, man.
Yeah. Gnarly was always one.
Gnarly. Gnarly's still a good one. I'll still use that. I like because it has G in it.
Hold on. Did it not always have a G in it?
No, it's, yeah, it's always had a G in it.
Okay, I was going to say, wasn't it always G and A? That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, next.
Jomo. J-O-M-O.
Oh, it's a J. Okay.
I was going G too.
Wait, say it again.
Jomo.
Think that's something you can get at Starbucks.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, Dakota, you go to Starbucks more than any of us.
That is, last time I checked, it's not there, but.
Yeah.
I get the same, I've gotten the same thing for as long as I can remember.
What would happen if you went to Starbucks and ordered a Jomo? What would.
Like, if I just walked up to one of the, like, hipsters behind the counter and said, I'll take a large Jomo?
I feel like a Jomo should be like a jumbo mocha. You see what I'm saying?
Well, it wouldn't be large. I'm going to retract that. A Venti, or whatever they call it.
I don't know what a Venti is.
They have, they're not small, medium,
what about a
large.
Grande?
Yeah, it's like Venti, Grande, and then tall or whatever.
And then Jomo.
And then Jomo. She'd probably look at me like I'm an idiot.
It's like Jumbo.
Jumbo mashed
mocha
potatoes.
Frappuccino.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's my guess. Jumbo mashed
like
potatoes.
Dumb.
Yeah. And then she'd ask your name, and then she'd write your name.
And then just put a whole bunch of random stuff in a cup and hope.
Yes. And you never know because it came from Starbucks, so it's all the same, pretty
all
much.
All this stuff is random stuff in a cup.
Yeah, that's pretty much Starbucks in a cup. All right. So,
I have no idea what Jomo is.
Jomo. All right. What last guess? J-O-M-O.
Is it the cousin of Slow-Mo?
Yes. Probably, but not. That's not what it means.
It's her faster, or his faster cousin.
Jelly over mushroomed oranges.
Amazingly, that is correct. No, just kidding. It's not.
I would love it if it was.
last call, Jomo.
Jack-o'-lanterns, is that one word?
Yes, probably. I think so.
Jack-o'-lanterns often make opossums.
Well played, my friend. All right, no, Jomo is actually just it's the sibling of FOMO. Y'all know what FOMO is, right?
Not a clue.
Oh, fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out. Right.
What does it stand for?
I thought it was a hairstyle.
Fear of missing out.
FOMO is fear of missing out. Jomo is the joy of missing out. So it's like when you're glad you didn't have to do
my
something.
My life in a nutshell.
Yeah. So Dakota wakes up every morning and goes, man, I'm feeling some Jomo today.
It's most of my life.
I'm very joyful I missed out on life.
Not on life, just
so it's
kind of
like
life.
Mojo, but backwards.
Kind
of? Kind. It's an anagram of Mojo. I don't really know what Mojo means, though.
I just have it on
motivational.
Certain things.
Like,
does it count? Does it count if like your friends are going somewhere and you're like they invite you and you're like no, and like the next morning you wake up you're like,
Jomo.
I'm glad I didn't go to that.
I'm sure I am glad.
Does it count?
Yeah, I feel like you've had a few of those moments in your life.
And my friends are weird. So.
Yeah. All right, last one. Tope. T-O-P-E.
T-O-P-E. I was gonna say T-O-P-E. I was gonna say 21 Pilots. But
wait,
T-O-P-E.
Say that again. Mm-hmm.
Tope. T-O-P-E.
T-O-P-E, okay.
21 Pilots is T-O-P.
Yeah. 21 Pilots everything.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, I'm a huge fan of 21 Pilots.
Tomorrow,
everything.
Do you like 21 Pilots, Noah?
Yeah.
Noah.
Concert is pretty cool.
The man it's like, nobody
it's like
knows.
Caleb
purple.
Must like you because you remind him of me.
Eight.
Wait, meanwhile, while y'all were talking about 21 Pilots, Seth has come up with an answer.
Wait.
Tomorrow everything's purple 8.
Still not true, but you're getting close.
Okay. Turtles?
Yes.
Often?
Yes. Oh, wait, there's an O?
Produce?
I thought it was an E.
Yes.
Enchiladas?
That's an E.
Is it not T-O-P?
Oh, I'm sorry, you spelled it correctly. Yes, they do often produce enchiladas. You did spell it correctly. But you're still wrong.
Huh.
All right, Noah, do you have a guess? I didn't say it was an acronym either.
I was just assuming it is. Yeah. I'm assuming it stands for
totally proud.
You skipped two letters there, but not
total possum movement.
Skipped a note.
every day.
y'all are all over the place, but y'all getting pretty close.
Is it an anagram?
No.
Oh.
The answer is it's a combination of totally dope. Or,
I knew it was totally something.
Or true and dope.
Totally proud is close.
That's pretty close. So like if something is really, you know, it's really, really cool, then you'd say, man, that's taupe.
I was thinking on totally, but I couldn't figure out a way
to
put it together.
That's a taupe toupee?
Yes.
I don't know that anybody's ever put those two words together.
Those two words would ever need to be next to each other. But yes, you could say to your friend, man, that's a taupe toupee.
Do you know anybody with a toupee, Noah?
No.
No.
I've always wanted to meet somebody with one.
Why? What would you do?
I'm curious if the wind really blows it up like it does in movies and TV shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depends on if it's bigger than their head.
I think that we should use real words like toupee and play the opposite of this game where we
make up slang words
and we ask them what it means.
Doesn't everybody know what a toupee is? Like kind of a...
I know. I mean, I'm trying to think of what an alternative slangy definition would be.
How do you spell toupee?
I have no idea.
T-O-U-P-E-E.
Thank you.
It's probably got a little chick over one of the letters or something.
The college boy knows how to spell. He doesn't know how to use punctuation, but he knows how to spell.
I know there's probably a little thingy over one of those letters. That's what
I'm pretty sure you're right.
I think you're right. Is it French?
The E.
Seth, we need some help.
What?
Maybe it is the E. Maybe it is.
Is there a chica over one of the letters in the word toupee?
A chica?
That's what I call
them. Yes.
I think it's called a tilde.
Is that what it's really called?
I mean, in math,
it's called over the first E.
Okay.
Ooh.
Good job.
I was thinking it was over the second E, but I'll take it.
Wow.
I just knew it was in there.
This is good, but we need to move on to our final segment of the show, sound advice, because it is time to give our listeners some advice that they can use until next week when we give them more advice. So.
I have advice.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yes.
I'm glad.
Let's don't make our opossum friends angry because they actually do have opposable thumbs.
Oh.
So they are like humans.
Wow.
Their hind legs.
Literally little humans.
Their hind legs have an opposable thumb that can turn at like 90 degrees.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm even more scared of them than I already was, according to Wikipedia.
I'm telling you, they are terrifying. A scary little creature. All right, thank you for that advice. I'm going to go next because I don't want Dakota to take my advice. My advice is simply that whenever you see Seth's hands behind his back, just assume he probably has a Nerf gun in his hand. That's my advice. I was really going to take that one. Sorry. Now you have to think of something else.
I do. Because I was so banking on the fact that you wouldn't do it before me.
I know. That's why I jumped in as quickly as I could.
I should have gotten there. Mine's gonna be the one I told you earlier.
Okay.
From the immortal words of Bob Ross, we don't make mistakes, just happy little accidents.
Yes. Would you describe yourself as a happy little accident?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Pretty much.
I would too.
It's in my Instagram bio, happy little accident.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah, I mean, it is because I have that quote there, but... Ow!
Seth's hands were high behind his back, and Dakota just got nerfed.
I threw it at him, though.
Was that actually a Nerf bullet?
I'm just picturing Cola making happy little accidents. I'm sorry.
to be very clear, Cola is our dog. That's otherwise, that makes no sense.
Zero sense.
Dakota was like, what the?
who's Cola?
Yeah. So if Cola is making happy little accidents, don't think that's possible. Anyway. Thank you for that advice, I think. I'm not sure
that was advice.
All right, before we wrap up the show, we need to give the movie star in the room his due credit.
You were on TV for like 5 minutes. Like.
Seth, would you like to tell us about your... I wouldn't even know why you're calling yourself a movie star, because you weren't on a movie.
How about a TV star?
You were on the TV.
You were a news star.
On the morning news.
And you spoke like 3 sentences.
The morning news.
The news nobody watches.
Yeah, no one watches
it. It wasn't even the daybreak news.
Yeah.
It was before that.
No, daybreak's like the 5 a.m. show.
Yeah. Would you like to tell us about your moment in the spotlight?
Yeah, sure. So like 2 days ago, we got an invitation, said, hey, do your ArcLug group, which I'm a part of, want to come and do a morning interview? Advertising for your the show that we're at this weekend, which is Brick Universe.
Yeah.
And so we said, yeah. And so they asked for people to come. And I'm like, okay.
You wanted to be on TV, didn't you?
You seem really enthusiastic.
Yeah. Actually, I was mostly hoping they wouldn't talk to me. I could just stand there.
So audio-wise, you're completely fine. But once like a camera gets on, you like shut down?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Cameras are scary.
Yeah, you should have seen him. He was really stiff.
Were you there, Noah?
No, no, but I watched it on TV.
At least I looked at the camera.
It was kind of funny.
A lot of people don't do that.
Before going to break, they're like, coming up next, we have Arklug. And they're show
just
them.
There.
And they're all just like this.
Because they
can't see that. But
they're all just like standing like statues. People can't see what you just did on the podcast.
They did not tell us they were painting over to us. I mean, they had a camera sitting over there.
Then why were you so tense?
Because they were over there doing, I mean, it's like two different studios, kind of. And they were all sitting over on the couch doing their morning stuff. And then they just start talking about Arklug, and it's like, we're suddenly on. And it's like, where did this come from? We were like sitting here, you know, looking at our phones, and then the guy just like waves his arm up in the air.
So,
and
Seth, I want to retract something that Noah said at the beginning of this podcast. You learned the countdown with your hands thing. If they didn't do that, how'd you learn it?
Oh, they did it coming in from the break. This wasn't coming back from a break. That's threw us off.
Gotcha.
Wow. Well, let's see. You mentioned...
He tried the waving his hand thing earlier, too. Did you notice?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't get. He successfully did not get our attention.
No, you don't know the quite perfect technique. You mentioned your brothers. You said something about that. What'd you say?
I think I said something. They asked me, why did you get into Legos or... Like, how long have you been playing with Lego or something like that?
Yeah.
So, and Seth, for those of us that don't know what Arklug or whatever that is called, what is that?
It's Arkansas Lego Users Group. It's a group of adult Lego fans.
Well, I like how, I don't know who said it, but he said AFLs.
AFLs, adult fan of Legos.
Yeah.
Or Lego.
I bet you didn't know, Dakota.
I had
you
no
were
idea
doing
that
a podcast
Legos
with an AFL.
I didn't. I'm also a fan
so
of
you
Legos.
Should have thrown that acronym into the game and said that young people were using that, and only Seth would have known.
Yeah, that's true.
I just basically said something like, yeah, you know, I had two older brothers, and
I had to build bigger stuff than they did.
Yeah, no, it became a competition.
I think I said something like, you know,
everything's a competition to come.
And when you have brothers, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it count? So I'm a huge collector of like superhero stuff.
Yeah.
Any memorabilia or figurine or anything. I have a whole lot of Marvel, DC, Lego sets that I like to put together and then just leave there. Does that count? Or is that to be like your own creative ideas?
Eh, either.
Okay, because I'm a nerd for that stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. You should come hang out sometime, you know.
I might.
Come to a meeting or something.
Sounds like a room.
They have
nerds.
a lot of superhero stuff.
Yeah, we do.
That's my kryptonite, superhero stuff.
Like, you could come, and maybe they would let you just set up the superhero battles or something.
I don't know. That
they're
kind of
picky
taken.
About that.
There's something ironic.
That's a prestigious position.
You have to
work your way up to that.
Yeah.
Bring your own superheroes.
Yeah. Bring your own Legos. BYOL.
I could have used that in the slang term, too. All right, guys, let's wrap it up. Any final words before we sign off?
Hey, Caleb, thanks for letting me do this.
You're welcome, man.
Hopefully I can do it again.
I'm really glad that we got you on the show after a year of begging.
Yeah, it's only been a year.
And it was so worth it.
Can we get a mascot?
Can it be a possum? A scary possum?
It's kind of taken.
I don't really want a possum to be our mascot. Can we just let Cola do it?
Okay.
I thought we had dinosaurs.
Well, we do have dinosaurs as a mascot.
Can I retract to a previous sentence on a podcast about the whole what's your favorite dinosaur? Because you know I binge watched like 8 episodes this morning.
Binge watched?
I did. I binge watched like 8 episodes.
Watched?
Well, listen, whatever. Doesn't matter.
What about the question?
You were asking what's your favorite dinosaur.
Yeah.
And I just want to put it out there. Does the Mosasaurus count? It's an aquatic.
Mosasaurus.
Yes. It's an aquatic creature that was alive during the dinosaur age.
Does it have the ability to like split water and then walk down the middle on dry land?
I think he means
Mosasaur.
It's spelled Moses, but
Mosasaur?
Mosasaur.
It's like a reverse
I think
Loch Ness
that's right.
Monster.
It's an aquatic reptile.
Yeah. Does that count?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
It's not technically
not?
A dinosaur, but yes, we count it.
I'm glad
it's
you
an extinct
that up.
Reptile, so. I mean, are they reptiles? Serious. I think they're reptiles.
It's bad, though, when you're like your spirit animal cold-blooded is anyway. Extinct. Yes.
Your spirit animal is distinct?
Yes. Distinctly extinct is what I was going to say.
Distinctly extinct. What is your spirit animal?
Mine? Mine's clearly a dog.
Is it? It's not extinct, though.
Mine's not.
Okay.
Yours is.
Mine is extinct. I also have a dog named Moses, so I kind of...
That actually makes sense. Your dog is like a Mosasaurus.
I call him Mosasaurus all the time.
There you go. All right. I think it is time to bid farewell to our listeners, but we will be back again next week, except Dakota. He probably won't.
I probably won't be.
I mean, maybe he should be, but he
I
won't.
I mean, you just tell me when you want me.
Okay. Well,
I think that we should
we'll just call you
someday. And
yeah, we won't even
we
tell
won't
you.
Even tell him he's on the podcast. Yeah. Just call
it'll
him.
Just be me having a conversation with y'all and not even realize that.
Yeah, exactly.
If I answer
By
the phone
way,
and I hear
we've been
Seth
recording.
And Noah's voice in the background, I'll know what's going on.
I have a feeling you're going to know. All right. So one last thing before we sign off, say it with me.
Wait.
I don't know what we're going to say.
Okay, Seth, before we do that,
can we go get ice cream after we're done?
as soon as we say the catchphrase, then we can go get some ice cream. How does that work?
All right.
Okay.
All right, say it with me. Everybody, remember to stay
safe
and
don't
be stupid.
Step on Legos.
Okay.
And please don't step on any Legos.
Because no matter how many you are, it still hurts.
All right, everybody.
This is anti-stepping on shoes.
They said that in the podcast today, but I had never heard that before.
What are they made of?
Does it actually the Lego click into the shoe so you can pick them up while you do it?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right, everybody. We'll answer that question next week with everything else. We'll talk at you again then. See you later, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Bye.
A portion of the proceeds of this ad-free episode will be donated to the Possum Joe Foundation. Thank you.